I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Matters, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go, and today we celebrate farmers markets. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 18th. The country's biggest producers-only farmers market, the Dane County Farmers Market on the Capitol Square in Madison, opens for the season tomorrow. I know where I'll be going most Saturdays for much of my fresh produce and Wisconsin-made products. How about you? Do you enjoy farmers markets, local foods, seasonal crops, and the farmers market experience? What are you looking forward to the most at your local farmers market, be it Dane County or not? Is the Dane County Farmers Market a part of your Saturdays or Wednesday routine if you live in or visit Madison? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up, we'll be talking with a Wisconsin food writer, Therese Allen, about the importance and popularity of Wisconsin's local foods and farmers markets. But first, we'll talk about a superstar among our state's farmers markets with Bill Lubing, the incoming manager of the Dane County Farmers Market. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Well, congratulations on being the manager, the new manager of the Dane County Farmers Market. What does that entail?
Oh, it entails a lot of things, from making sure the books are in order, the database. We have 280 members, and so we need to keep track of who's doing what, who's coming, who's not. Promotion, of course, and, you know, looking at marketing, things like that. And then showing up at the markets every week. We've got the Saturday market from 6 to 2 on the Capitol Square, and then we've got the Wednesday market on Martin Luther King from 8:30 to 2. So there's a lot of different hats with this job.
Yeah, and you are an early morning person?
I am now.
So you will be there. What time do you have to show up tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be there at 4:15. The vendors start showing up soon after that, you know, to make sure that the square is ready to go. There's no down tree limbs and nobody parked where they shouldn't be. So it's you know, it's an early morning on Saturday, but it's always exciting. It's always fun. You know, I know I've been writing the newsletter for the market for the last 6 years. And am now, you know, the manager. So I know a lot of the people there. So it's a lot of fun.
So what can visitors expect to find at the farmers market tomorrow?
Visitors and a lot of people ask, you know, at the beginning of the season, well, is there anything, you know, available? And there's actually a lot available. There's from, you know, the overwinter potatoes, onions, carrots, you know, that have kept well over the winter, to spinach. This is one of the best times of the year to get spinach. There will be bedding plants for those that are gardeners. There's a huge number of people that start their gardens at the Dane County Farmers Market. Of course, there's bakery, from, you know, the sweets to the sourdough. There's gluten-free. We've got meat, venison, pork, beef. Just a lot of different types of meats. And, you know, so there's a whole multitude of things that you can buy there.
You had me at spinach. that's wonderful.
Spinach is, well, and this is the time of year for spinach, because when it's cold like this, the spinach tends to get sweeter. So we're actually spinach before it'll be too warm for it. So the spinach this time of the year is absolutely beautiful.
Now, the Dane County Farmers Market is called the largest producer-only market in the United States. What does that mean exactly?
Producer-only means that the one who is selling is the one who grew it or produced it. You're not, if you sell at the Dane County Farmers Market, you need created the product. We don't allow people to, you know, purchase elsewhere and bring it to the market. you know, if it's your maple syrup that you're selling, you're the one that has tapped the trees and processed the maple syrup. If it's your honey, you know, you're the one that has the bees. If it's your corn, it's your corn. So it's a unique opportunity to be able to talk to the person that, you know, that produced it. This is especially that are doing gardening, because the one that is providing the service and providing the plants is the one that grew them, knew why they grew them, and can give you the best advice as to what to plant where.
And how large is the Dane County's farmer's market? What's the biggest group of producers you have there, and how many people visit?
Well, we've got it's a membership organization. I should say that it's run by its members. The board of directors is composed of members. There's a total of about 280 members. At its peak, we get about 160 on the square. So not everybody, you know, shows up all the time. It's going to start out with probably around 100 vendors on Saturday, and as the season progresses, that will grow. But it's plenty. On the weekends, on Saturday at the market, we will get upwards of 20,000 people a day that pass through from 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So it's a hopping place.
It sure is. Yeah. And to what do you attribute the success of the Dane County Farmers Market?
You know, actually, it's the success of the market, I think a lot has to do actually with the rules of the market. And the rules of the market are what stipulate, you know, who, you know, how you need to grow and what you can bring, and the fact that it enforces this producer-only concept, so that, you know, if somebody is not producing something, they're no longer allowed at the market. So people can come there knowing that the quality is going to be there. You know, you've got to have a lot of quality to sell at the market, or you just, you know, you just basically won't survive there. So I think that's, you know, that's part of it. We have a very innovative group of members, and they are, you know, I mean, they get along, they're a big family, everybody does well, but they're also competing. So everybody is trying to produce the best they possibly can. You know, if somebody down the row is producing something and it's taking away sales from you, you'll come up with something different. So there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of quality. It's not a juried market. So in other words, as people come in and become members and allowed to sell, the market doesn't say, well, we have too many people selling bakery, we have too many people selling vegetables. It's whoever comes in, when they come in, can sell whatever they want to. So therefore, you got to be good. Or you won't last. So I think it's the quality. I think it's the friendliness and the knowledge of the vendors that keeps people coming back.
Yeah, you certainly have a beautiful venue too around the Capitol Square. It's just spectacular to and it's a great experience. Just people watching, and it's a social activity, and you get great local food to boot.
You get great local food to boot. Now, the farmer's market is agriculture only, and it is the vendors closest to the Capitol. On the other side of the street are vendors that are mapped to the city of Madison, and that is anything, you know, from music to coffee to clothing, so gifts, crafts. So it attracts a huge number of other people to the square who are just there for the morning or there for the day. And they will spend time at the farmer's market, but they'll also explore the other vendors who are adjacent to but not a part of the market. Many people market and spend time on State Street or some of the restaurants. You know, it's a wonderful place to spend a day. Mm-hmm. And the center of that activity is the farmer's market. But there's an awful lot that goes on, you know, because the market is there.
Yeah. You said in a recent interview in the Capital Times that you want the farmer's market to be where Madison area residents go to buy groceries. What do you think it'll take for that to happen? Is it happening?
Well, it's all a matter of education. It's all a matter of, you know, making few people comfortable with, you know, a lot of people are very uncomfortable dealing with fresh vegetables or dealing with a cut of meat that they may not be familiar with, or something like bison or venison or emu that they've never cooked before. But my feeling is if people are educated and they understand the food, they will be more inclined to cook it. I mean, you know, a lot of people say we come to the market once or twice a year. It's a really special occasion. And I think that's wonderful. But I really like it when people say, you know, we come here every week to buy our fresh vegetables, our meats, our eggs, our cheeses. You know, we've got any number of internationally recognized cheesemakers there. And it's just a part of what we do. It's where we buy our groceries. So, yeah, my goal ultimately is to mainstream the farmers where it isn't something special. It's where you know, it's like going to the grocery store. You go to the market to buy your groceries. That's just what you do. And that's what I do. You know, when the market is in season, we buy most of our groceries at the market.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there. But do you have any tips for those of us who like to frequent the farmer's market, but sometimes, you know, we want to get the best deals. We want to maybe avoid the huge crowds. Is there any, should you show up at a certain time for the best deals and not so many people?
Well, as far as the deals, I mean, that's I think any most of the value is in the quality of the products at the market. So I would come early, and most of the people that are seriously, like I say, buying their groceries do tend to come, you know, by 7 or 8, 8:39 in the heat of the season. It tends to get pretty crowded. Leave your dog at home; they're not allowed on the square. Bring a canvas or a recyclable bag, because we do provide bags, but they do cost the vendors money. And, you know, a lot of people will take a cooler, put it in the back of their car because they want to spend, you know, more time at the market, or they want to spend time in the area. So if you're planning on making a day of it or a half a day experience in downtown Madison, bring a cooler to put in the back of your car. Make a list before you come, and don't forget and don't be afraid to talk to the vendor, to ask questions, to inquire about something you're unfamiliar with, because they're more than happy to tell you about what they're selling.
Can't wait. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bill Lubing is the incoming manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, the country's biggest producers-only farmers market, which will open for the season outside on the Capitol Square in Madison tomorrow. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the growing popularity of farmers markets and the importance of supporting local foods. We'll be talking with Wisconsin food writer Therese Allen, and we'll welcome your questions and the reasons you love your local farmers market. And regarding what Bill said, do you consider your local farmers market a place where you do your shopping for produce? Is this a place where you do your grocery shopping? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are celebrating farmers markets during this hour of Tell Joy Where to Go. Do you frequent a farmers market in your community? What's the appeal? What are you looking forward to picking up first this spring? And what are you going to do with that big bag of fresh spinach? Our next guest is Therese Allen, author of books and articles about Wisconsin's food traditions and culinary culture, including The Flavor of Wisconsin and the 2012 Wisconsin Local Foods Journal and Cafe Wisconsin Cookbook, co-author with Bobby Malone of The Flavor of Wisconsin for Kids. Therese Allen, good morning.
Good morning.
So are you looking forward to the start of the outdoor farmers market season in Dane County?
I sure am. I sure am. One of my favorite places on the planet.
It is. It's how many farmers markets are there around Wisconsin?
There are, I can't give you the exact number, but it's well over 200.
Yeah, and it's been growing, has it not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I wrote a book called Fresh Market Wisconsin about 1,000 years ago. Actually, it was 21 years ago. It came out in 1993, and at that time, there were almost 90 farmers markets around the state, so you can see that we've more than doubled in those years.
Yeah, and how come? What's the growing popularity all about?
Gosh, there's so many reasons. You know, people come to farmers markets, they come to local foods for such a variety of reasons. They come, I think, possibly first and foremost because of health. There's lots of ways to enter into this whole local food scene, and I think health is such a big one. We know that when we go to the farmers market, when we purchase foods that come from close by, so to speak, they're fresher and they're more nutritious. We're more likely at the farmers market to get organic foods or whole foods, foods that don't have lots of additives or synthetic fertilizers, et cetera, all those unpronounceable things. And, you know, I think diet-related illnesses are on the rise. People are very much conscious of wanting to replace heavily processed foods with, you know, fresh whole produce. So health is a big thing. The environment is a big thing, I think, especially in Wisconsin, where we're so conscious and so aware and feel that sense of responsibility for the land. Also, we know that there's this sense of supporting our local farmers, supporting the local economies. You know, the money that we spend at farmers markets stays here in the community. And the sense of community, Bill Lubing was just talking about how much fun it is at the market and mm-hmm. how, you know, you go and you talk to your friends or you make new friends, you get to know the vendors, you're out there in the air, there's just good, clean fun, so to speak. For me, and I think for so many cooks, it's that incredibly fresh flavor and the great taste of those fresh foods. You know, the opportunity to get really creative and have a lot of fun with seasonal produce. And then I think that there's this other sense, for me, this is true, there's kind of almost a mindfulness or almost a spirituality, if you will, of going to the farmers markets that people really respond to, that the sense of really cueing in and focusing in on you know, this fresh, what's in season, what's fresh, the colorful flavors, and that sort of mindfulness that comes from focusing in on what you're going to cook and what you're going to eat. It's a true pleasure, and it's a deep pleasure.
Oh, you just described that so beautifully, and it's exactly why I enjoy going to the farmer's market.
Yeah,
but,
you almost can't put words to it, but I always think of church, if you will. It's kind of a dumb thing, maybe a little bit corny, but it's that sense of I got to go every week because it sustains me and it renews me every week.
Yeah, and it's someplace I can be outside and find people at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Uh huh.
What's fresh and what's tasty and what's beautiful that we are going to find this time of year?
Well, Bill was just talking about so many wonderful things that are available, and it made me hungry. Mm. And I started thinking about, well, what am I going to get tomorrow? Because I am one of those people who get there, you know, at 6 or 6:15, and I'll go around twice. I do go to the Dane County Farmers Markets. And I thought, you know, what I'm really hungry for, and this is what I think I might get tomorrow, is I'm going to get some cottage cheese, because I love cottage cheese for breakfast with some kind of fruit and maybe nuts. And if there's cottage cheese at the farmer's market that tastes like you know, cottage cheese made in heaven by the angels, it's so much different than the store-bought. I'm going to get myself, I think, a nice, fresh, fat rainbow trout, and that would be maybe on the grill. I'm going to get some fresh herbs. I have just a few things coming up in my garden, but I'm going to buy what I can for fresh herbs. I'm going to look for those Beauty Heart radishes that just knocked me over. Those are going to be a stored over radish, a root vegetable that's still going to, a few vendors will still have. I'm going to cut those up. Let's see.
Hickory nuts.
That was the other thing I kept thinking of, was hickory nuts. I'm out of hickory nuts. That's a splurge for me, but that's such a wonderful Wisconsin taste.
Well, you did. You've got at least a weekend's worth of food right there.
Huh? Oh yeah, yeah. I'm one of those shoppers like that Bill was talking about. I'm one of the regular shoppers. I go and you know, it's really where I do my grocery shopping. I may get a few things at the grocery store, but even during the winter, I'm there pretty much every week and stocking up for you know, for the entire week. And it always amazes me when people say, what can you get at the farmer's market, you know, in the winter or in April? And it's never ending to me, and there's so much variety, and there's, you know, I could really get a full range of meats and fish and baked goods and cheeses, all the Wisconsin cheeses and greens and root vegetables, and there, it just goes on and on. There's so much variety.
We have just a minute before our news break.
Uh-huh.
What is the, it may not be what's at the farmer's market tomorrow, but is there a season, a crop that you just savor, you just can't wait for it to show up?
Asparagus. I'm a morel hunter, so yeah. I get out and do my own morel hunting. And I can tell you there is absolutely nothing in the universe like having fresh, you know, morels that you found yourself. Maybe your husband got lucky at going fishing and there's some panfish and then the fresh asparagus from the farmer's market.
Yeah.
I eat fresh asparagus almost every single day when it's in season.
It's the best. So what are you looking forward to getting at your local farmer's market? And are you a frequenter of farmers markets? What's the appeal? Why do you enjoy it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Wisconsin food writer Therese Allen, and we'll continue after we check the latest news.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon, hopping over there, hey, smell that dairy here.
This is a Farmer's Market edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:37 on this Friday, April 18th. The Dane County Farmer's Market opens for the season on the Capitol Square in Madison tomorrow. And around the state, farmers are gearing up for another season of growing and selling. And the customers of fresh, locally produced crops and products are getting ready for spring flavors and the farmer's market experience. We are talking with Wisconsin food writer Therese Allen about the growing popularity of Wisconsin's local foods and farmer's markets. What appeals to you about farmer's markets, and what are you looking forward to getting to tasting for the first time this spring? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let us know about a farmer's market in your community and why you like it so much. We'll get to more of your calls after Wisconsin Life. Eggs have had a long history in Easter celebrations around the world. One Wisconsin woman keeps her Croatian heritage alive by creating and teaching others to make beautiful embroidered eggs.
My name is Stephanie Lemke Vuljanic. I grew up in a little town in Croatia, and I lived there till age 15. I came to United States, got married, and had a son. 6 weeks after, I got very ill and couldn't move and was diagnosed with a severe arthritis and been fighting it ever since. My mom used to do the eggs for Easter for us children. That was a tradition, you know. We had a big celebration. We made fire in the morning on the top of the hill. It was gorgeous. Kids would be there singing and jumping. And when we got home, my mom would boil the eggs and she would get silk thread. And then she would wait for us when we got home. And we were so excited to tell her what happened there and everything. And then she would get the color of the threads out. And then she would say, okay, which color, you know. And doing that, she would talk to us. She would listen to what happened. And then little by little, she would inject like a moral teaching, you know. She would take an egg like this, and then she would say, look at this. You know, she would twist it around. She said, see, each time you look at it, no matter which way the eye is turning, you see a God eye. And that's how it is with God. Everything you are doing, God's eye is on you, and so you better behave. Then when I tell the story here, and people say, what did you do with those eggs? I said, we broke them. We play a game. And people go, oh, after all that work, you would break it? You know? But it was the process that was more important than product, you know? It was the memories that we created and everything. The eggs that I do somehow make me relax, make me feel good, you know? And I couldn't do it because I had surgery on both hands, you know? And I was thinking how difficult when you are a creative person and you want to do it and you don't do it. And then it dawned on me, I said, but I overcome a lot. I found out that this art died out. And my professor, who is, you know, looking after folk art in Croatia, he told me that it died out. And I said, no, it didn't. You know, I says, I'm doing this in America. And he says, no, no, you are too young to know that, you know. I says, no, I am not too young. My mom used to do it, my grandma, you know, and everybody. And so I know how to do it. And I sent some home so that they can do it. And I taught some people there, and I taught classes here. And so I think it's not going to die out.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week where we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and today we are celebrating farmers markets. During this hour of Tell Joy Where to Go, do you frequent a farmer's market in your community? What do you like about it? What's the appeal? What are you looking forward to picking up first thing this spring? And what are you going to do with it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome back our guest. Therese Allen is author of many books and articles about Wisconsin's food traditions and culinary culture, including, among many, the flavor of Wisconsin. And you can get a lot of flavor at your local farmers market. So let's talk about what are some other good markets around the state, Therese? We talked about the superstar, the Dane County Farmers Market, the country's largest producers only farmers market. What are some others that are good?
Oh, there's really something for everyone at markets around the state. I'm originally from Green Bay myself, and so when I'm in Green Bay, I like to go to the one on Broadway. There's actually two of them in Green Bay, two big ones, one on Cherry Street, and I think that one might be moving, but it's in my old neighborhood where I grew up. And then there's a newer one on Broadway that is just massive and wonderful. I think it's a 2 or 3 block area where there's also, where besides the foods that you can buy, the whole foods you can buy, there's also prepared foods, and it's kind of a wonderful party. Let's see, Sturgeon Bay has a wonderful one. I like to go to that one because you can get all those great fruits and fish and things from Door County. There's smaller ones. You know, it doesn't have to be a big one. I know that I go to the Eastside Madison one, which is a real community market. It's small, but it's regulars. Here's one I love, the one up in Hurley, the Covered Market, and that's on Saturdays, and that's another great market to go. Again, people think northern Wisconsin, what's there going to be, and there's just this wonderful variety there.
Right now it is snow-covered, though.
Yeah. Yep, the sorrel comes up through the snow.
Oh, hey, what do you do with that sorrel?
Oh, gosh, I have fun with that one. I clip it into salads. I like to make a sorrel soup with it. Sometimes I'll combine sorrel and watercress and make kind of a vichyssoise with it.
Mm.
And then I love to fool people with sorrel, too. I'll, I'll cut it up into little ribbons and serve it with some kind of fish, you know, fried fish or maybe poached fish or something. And it's sort of like the lemon of the north because it tastes like lemon. So here they see this little tiny pile of greens and they think it's going to be, you know, something like lettuce, and it tastes like lemon with your fish.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to try that.
It's
really fun. And now, is that something that maybe, is that just something that you forage yourself, or do farmers markets have that?
Oh, it's at the farmers market, mm-hmm. And it's also real easy to grow. It's a perennial, so once you get the seeds in there, it's well established, and it comes up really literally through the snow. I have some that's about 6-8 inches tall already.
Well, I'm going to be going to Appleton, my hometown, this weekend,
and
they have a humongous farmers market, but it is not producer only, I don't think, but it is. They shut down the main drag in downtown Appleton. Now, it's not open yet. I don't know mm-hmm. the exact date of the outdoor farmers market opening in Appleton, but when they do open it up, it's quite the deal. They shut down College Avenue, and it's just blocks and blocks of vendors and food providers and products, and it's just a wonderful time. And are all of the farmers markets, most of the farmers market, just these producers only, or?
There's really a mix. Mm-hmm. It's really varied all over the state in terms of size, in terms of whether it's producer only or whether there can be brought in or, you know, resold produce. Sometimes there's crafts, sometimes there's things like soaps. It really varies. Even the Dane County Farmers Market, sort of, you can tell, even though it's producers only, like the winter markets before the holidays will have lots more wreaths and gifts and those kinds of things. So there's just so much support here, too, which is something I would just like to bring up in Wisconsin. We're so supportive of our farmers markets. We have such a strong sense, I think, here of whether it's small or large or whether you're getting, you know, just eggs or you're getting your whole week's worth of groceries. There's a sense of kind of interdependence, I think, and real strong community support. We have, you know, we're an agricultural area, so even in the cities and towns, we have that sense of we're connected and we got to support each other.
Jerry on Facebook says he likes to go to the Princeton Flea/Farmers Market that starts off this year, the weekend of April 26th. I've heard of the flea market, which is a big, massive deal of products, but I didn't know that there was produce there, too. Are you aware of that, Therese?
Yeah, I think if I am recalling this correctly, and I have to go back to my book from 1,000 years ago to check the Fresh Market Wisconsin, but I believe Princeton is, if not the first, one of the very first markets in the state and longest running. And, you know, markets do go back, of course, well, hundreds, thousands of years where people would gather to sell not just what they were growing but also what they were making. Mm-hmm. And so that's that tradition of getting together once a week or twice a week or whatever around a market square and buying your food but also buying you know, in this case, the flea market products and trading is a very strong thread in our history.
Let's go to Kit in Wautoma. Oh, I hear something going on there. Hi, Kit. Kit, are you there? You're on the air.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I had you on speakerphone. I just wanted to make a quick call in because I was introduced to the farmers market down there when my son was going to the university, and this is probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. But he said, let's go to the farmer's market, and I had never experienced a farmer's market, and I was just awed and learned that there were many more vegetables just than carrots, tomatoes, and peas, and, you know, weird-looking vegetables that I had never seen before. So that was my first introduction to a farmer's market, and since then, I'm becoming much more aware of different kinds of vegetables and experimenting with my own gardens and so forth, especially the herbs. But I wanted to say, too, I do enjoy your program. It's a very early hour, but it's a good hour for me. And sometimes I notice that you don't get a lot of callers, but imagine moms are busy getting kids off to school and people getting ready for work.
Oh, Kit,
doesn't
thank
mean
you.
They don't have their radios on. We're hearing you.
I'm glad. Kit, thanks very much. We have plenty of callers for 6 o'clock in the morning, but we're happy to have you join them. And I'm glad that you're listening. And I'm glad that you were able to visit the Dane County Farmers Market. Kit, do you have a farmers market in Wautoma?
Well, no, we don't. But I know that Berlin does, and I heard the man that called in from Princeton. And I wasn't aware either that that flea market had had so many vegetables down there now. So I will definitely be visiting that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kit. Well, there you go. You also get exposed to a lot of different vegetables that and foods that maybe you didn't even know were around, Therese.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. I'm always amazed. It seems like every year there's something new, and it's always fun to try. I'm looking forward to things like artichokes, also some of the wonderful Asian vegetables that many of our Hmong vendors bring.
Mm-hmm.
It's real interesting to me to see how in say the last 25, 35 years, how Wisconsinites are becoming more familiar with Asian flavors, you know, the bitter melon and the Thai eggplants and the wonderful lemongrass. And, you know, it's part of that's also part of our culinary culture and dining history, if you will, that through the centuries we have had this mix of ethnic flavors in Wisconsin, and that's continuing today at the farmers market with the Hmong vendors.
We're talking about our farmers markets in the state of Wisconsin, and we're welcoming your favorite things that you find at farmers markets. Do you have a farmers market in your community that you like to go to? Do you ever make it a destination to go to the Dane County Farmers Market in Madison? It's opening for the season outdoors on the Capitol Square tomorrow. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Continuing now our talk about the importance and popularity of farmers markets and local foods and the appeal of shopping at our local farmers markets. We are talking with Wisconsin food writer Therese Allen, and we're welcoming your questions about what's in season and what to do with it and the reasons why you love your local farmers market. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Nick emails, farmers markets are a vegan's paradise. All those fresh fruits and veggies, but also vegan bakers like East Side Ovens. Best blueberry muffins on the planet. They're usually at the Dane County Market and in Milwaukee at the East Town Market and South Shore Farmers Market. So a paradise for vegans, Therese.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. It is really, you know, like I said, something for everyone, whatever diet you choose or whatever diet you need to be on, it's going to be there at the market for you. People also wonder sometimes, how do you find out, you know, where these particular focuses are? And there's a wonderful resource I wanted to mention called the Farm Fresh Atlas for folks who want to find a particular market or want to look for a particular kinds of foods. It's in the Madison area. It's the Southern Wisconsin Farm Fresh Atlas, but there are 6 different regional atlases around the state. It's a project that was started by the REAP Food Group in the Madison region. And it's great because it's this guide you can go to. It's really a one-stop shop where you can go and find the farmers markets around the state, around the region, but also the other places you can find local and sustainable foods, the restaurants and the grocery stores and the farm stands and the permanent farmers markets. So for individuals who, you know, are looking for these fresh products and for what's grown locally, what's sustainable, whether it's for vegans or for meat eaters or for whatever diet, it's there.
Great. Well, I know we have a link to the REAP website on our Facebook page, and we have a link to your website on our Facebook page. We also have a link to the local food journal, and it says, did you participate in this current year, the 2014?
Yes, yeah, right. There's been three of them, and the current one is the 2014, the Wisconsin Local Foods Journal. And that is a way of helping people. My co-author with that is Joan Peterson, and she came up with this great idea of combining a calendar with the concept of eating more sustainably, buying more locally produced foods. It's something that really people can think about all throughout the year, not just in the high summer months. And so what we did is we put together this guide, which is a book with different themes, different local foods themes, but also incorporates a calendar so that you can be thinking about it day to day. Each month shows what's in season and what you can get from places like farmers markets. The theme for this year's 2014 journal was cheese.
Yeah,
something we know a little bit about.
Yeah,
in Wisconsin.
And there's great cheeses at the farmers markets.
So it's really a way of looking at this particular theme of cheese and what you can get at the market and what you can cook with Wisconsin cheeses.
Very good. Let's go to Arnett in Dodgeville. Hi, Arnett.
Hi, good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I just wanted to put in a plug. Dodgeville is starting a new farmers market in May. I don't have the exact dates, but it will be Saturdays in May, and Saturday mornings and Wednesday afternoons, and it will be on the Iowa County Humane Society grounds, but it's called the Dodgeville Community Market, and they do have a very nice website, so I just wanted to put in a plug for that, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Well, thanks for letting us know. So here we go. Dodgeville is starting a new farmer's market. That's good news, Therese.
Yeah, I'll be heading there for sure. That's great.
One last one. John in Madison is with us. Hi, John.
Yes, quit carrying your groceries at the farmer's market. Use what you already have. That carry-on suitcase for the overhead bin in the airplane, it's the perfect size. It's got wheels. It's got a handle. You just pull the end of it out. It's everything you want. Just stick it in that carry-on, pull it around. You could go up steps. It's
I love it. I love it, John. What are you going to fill up John, with in your luggage?
You could put anything you want in there. You put your bags in there. If you got eggs, you know, any kind of root vegetables, whatever. Or if you could get your hands on somebody's wheelchair and use it as a walker. Put a box there where the people would sit.
Yeah.
Shove it around the square. The older people can go, and they don't need to worry about falling because they got that wheelchair in front of them.
I get it. I was wondering what you were going to make sure to put in there tomorrow. That's all. Yeah, it's all right. Sorry, we're almost out of time. But anyway, Therese, that sounds like a good idea to me.
It's just a great idea. It just makes me think about writing an article about all the different vehicles people use to transport their vegetable at the market. I actually have one of those fold-up shopping carts, and I'm on after going to the market for, gosh, I've been going to the farmer's market in Madison for something like 35 years. I wore one out.
Oh, wow.
On my second cart.
Well, you know, we have less than a minute. Just a quick pitch as to why we should check out our local farmer's market.
Why we should check out our local farmer's market: for the fun, for the flavor, for the health, for the support of our economy and environment. You name it.
Well,
it's there. It's a party.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the square. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Therese Allen is a Wisconsin food writer. We have a link to her website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Earlier in the hour, we talked to the new manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, which opens for the season tomorrow on the Capitol Square in Madison. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I've been over there. Hey, smell